833-JOE-ALEX. If you think this is a good thing for kids to help out with their mental health, because mental health is a very important thing to not make fun of, but actually to address, or you're like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. This is not going to help anybody, and it's just a stupid thing. 833-563-2539. One high school announced they will remove valedictorians and salutatorians, the rankings for all students, and they're doing this, they say, because, well, we really care about mental health. Beginning with the class of 2020, Mason High School students will no longer fight for that role or honor of valedictorian or salutatorian. No, after a year-long study and focus group with students, staff, families, and more, officials made the announcement as part of an effort to improve students' quote, mental wellness. Mason High School principal Bobby Dodd said the following: "We are moving to a recognition system, eliminating valedictorian and salutatorian honors, and shifting to recognizing students who achieved outstanding academic success through a multitude of pathways. The recognition system will reward our students for genuine academic success based on their academic accomplishments. This will help reduce the overall competitive culture at MHS to allow students to focus on exploring learning opportunities that are of interest to them. Students graduating in the class of 2020 and beyond will continue to be recognized for their academic performances using the Latin honor system," which I know I didn't get that, but it's like summa cum laude, yada, yada. Pork chop, didn't you get that or something? Like, I was a dummy. I graduated with a 1.7, so there was no honors for this guy.
Might have been Liv, but she's sick today.
Of course, the one day where she can brag about her smarts.
I graduated with a 3.32, which is just short of honor roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's disappointing. School officials talked with colleges and universities, and they confirmed that they place more weight on how students perform in rigorous courses and less weight on their actual rank of a class, which would be your top one or two.
So what you're saying is, with very fancy words, we're getting rid of valedictorian because people are getting their feelings hurt.
I guess it's putting so much mental health and stress on people that it's doing that. I mean, you could say getting their feelings hurt, maybe that's one thing. I think they're coming from the angle of like, well, listen, this is going to, kids are stressed out. We don't need to stress them out anymore. And I feel like kids are stressed out. Mental health is a huge thing. Teen suicide and young adult suicide, I believe, is at the highest of all times. We just were talking about this in a staff meeting the other day and what we can do and get behind and help out with, especially for Mental Health Awareness Month. But I don't know. It's like, I'm a big dummy, but that doesn't mean that other people shouldn't get to celebrate all their hard work and bust in their butt and get recognized in front of their entire school. Like, why would you take that away from somebody?
I don't understand, because it just seems like my generation has this obsession with everybody has to be the same. Nobody can be better. Nobody can achieve to be better than anyone else. We all just have to wallow in misery with everybody else at the bottom.
It's the parents, though, Alex. Like, if it's us feeling that way, where do we get it from?
Well, for sure, it's how we were parented. That's the thing. People always want to crack on millennials. Well, who raised millennials? I agree with that.
The biggest trophy I ever got, and I kept it for a while, then I was like, oh, this is kind of lame, was a sportsmanship trophy. It was bigger than any championship baseball trophy I had. It was like 3 feet tall. It was a sportsmanship trophy. 833-JOE-ALEX. I mean, is this really going to, because if it can, then we should do it. If it could really help out people's mental well-being and just change people. But I don't think it's going to make a difference.
I just don't understand them saying, like, well, it's just too stressful and we want to eliminate that for students to, like, you know, get valedictorian. Well, of course it's very stressful. That's why you get that, because you put in so much hard work and stress and your life revolves around your academics.
But isn't that life in general, like when you get in a career, for most jobs, like the harder you work, the more you do, the more you push yourself, maybe more stress, you have a chance of succeeding and getting above everybody else.
Yeah, here's the thing. I don't really feel bad for people that complain about how stressful it is being valedictorian and how it needs to be taken away or whatever. You don't have to become valedictorian. I didn't even go to college, first of all. But in high school, I did not bring one book home all of high school. I graduated with a C average, and that was my choice. I, like, actually purposefully was like, I do not care about this. I hate school. I was way more into creative things in the creative field and working and all that. So that's what I focused on. But people aren't holding a gun to your head saying you have to be valedictorian. So why are we taking this opportunity
parents
away from the people
be.
That want it?
Parents might be, but that's a whole nother issue. I would love to hear from one person, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539, that actually thinks this is a good idea, because I feel like a lot of people are going to agree with us. Let's kick it off with Raina. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think about this school starting in 2020? They're going to eliminate that, so there's not pressure on the students anymore.
I completely agree with Alex. Completely, 100%.
How so?
They worked so hard for it. I had a C average too. Didn't care about school. Didn't go to college. I'm fortunate. I have a good job, but those kids deserve it. And you know, I don't expect my child to stand up beside a valedictorian if they don't work for it.
Yeah, you know, I do agree that there are families that put the pressure on their children, like you have to have perfect grades and your whole life, you know, revolves around your report card and all that. I don't think that that's necessarily always the healthiest. But if you leave it up to the kid and you say, if you really want to work hard in this and achieve this, I support you. And, you know, if you at least try a little bit. I don't think that you should celebrate your kid having F's and D's.
I got D's!
But, you know, I at least had common sense. I'm pretty street smart. I'm not very book smart, and I also didn't enjoy school. But my parents did know that I had other passions and that I was good at other things. So at least I wasn't sitting on the couch playing video games all day. But as a parent, you know your kid and their capabilities and where their talents are. I just think, like, you should be supportive of that.
Right. I agree with that.
Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. More of your calls. We'll get some of your social media, too, next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hello, and welcome to an establishment which is rated one of the best among people listening. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We are about to have a discussion which may change your day. Okay, I can't do this stuff. Anyways, hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now, 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. Let's kick things off with Stacy. Hey, Stacy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and if you're just tuning in, we're talking about a school that is going to, starting next year, get rid of valedictorian and salutatorian, and they're like, we're not going to focus on that because it's bad for the kids' mental health. And I think mental health is a serious thing, but I don't think that's a solution. What do you think?
I absolutely think they should get rid of it.
My
graduating class was 3,000. I was valedictorian, and it actually caused me to have a mental breakdown my senior year of high school because of it.
Wow.
But you don't blame yourself? Like, maybe you just put too much pressure on yourself? You think the whole schools everywhere should just get rid of it?
No, not really. I'm pretty competitive by nature. But it was more of my parents and the school that put all of the pressure onto me.
What were they, like, putting the pressure in? But, like, what was the reason they were pressuring you? Why?
Because they want to push everybody to their greatest success, and they didn't think it all the way through. Being valedictorian out of 3,000 kids, you have to beat a lot of people. I did not sleep very much during high school. Didn't do any sports because I had to do all of my classwork. It actually takes a lot. It's a very, very stressful for someone of that young.
How much did being valedictorian in high school affect your future? Like, did that help you get a better career? I mean, what do you do now?
It actually caused me to not want to go to college. I turned down a full ride scholarship and everything because it affected my mental health so much. I didn't even want to continue with school.
Wow.
Whoa. That's not what I would have expected.
And so what do you do for a living?
Right now, I actually make medical implants for spine. So anything to do with the spine medically, I make anything that goes inside of that.
Well, that sounds super smart.
Well, let's talk. I still got that pinched nerve in my back. Maybe we can do a little stop and swap. Well, hey, Stacy, thank you for calling in and sharing that, because with the questions Alex asked too, I would have had no idea. Like, that much, she did succeed, number one, you know, highest ranking, and turned down a full ride
that's shocking.
College.
That's how burnt out she was.
But I don't blame her, and it goes to show, though, too, she still went on to be really successful.
You know why we don't know how stressful it is? Because we weren't ever that high.
Like, as
you
far
mean
as
we weren't
our,
ever that smart?
Yeah. No.
I mean, we were high, some of us.
Yeah. Alex, you didn't know you used to eat roaches, so there's that. Let's see here. Let's go to Sarah on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, thanks for hanging on, Sarah. What did you want to say?
Hey, so I'm actually a teacher in the Carmel Clay school system, and I don't teach at the high school level, and I don't have kids who are at the high school level, but one of my coworkers' daughters is a senior, and from my understanding, they've already done away with the valedictorian system, and it wasn't because it was too stressful or that it affected the kids' mental health. It was actually that there were too many kids who had, you know, 4.0 GPAs or whatever, that they couldn't actually pick one. So what they're doing now instead is it's more of a point system. So you get points for doing things like volunteering or, you know, something out in the community where you're being a good person and actually having an impact on others. And then the kids with the most points at the end of the school year end up getting to give the speeches.
Do you think that when colleges are looking over at the transcripts of these kids, do you think that they are like, well, I don't understand. None of these people are valedictorian. Who cares about this? I mean, yeah, the community service is great, but I see no one that got valedictorian. And then they're skipping over them? Or do you think the colleges are like, oh, good, community service is good?
Because, I mean, regardless, those kids, you know, if you have a drive inside of you to work hard and everything yourself, you're still going to have a really good GPA. And then on top of that, you're going to have all of these community service hours and service projects and things like that to also boost, you know, your college transcripts and resume and all of that.
Okay. Christina on Facebook, if you search for Radio Now, says these current generations are being handed awards and achievements for doing nothing, and it is creating laziness and easy handouts. It's also giving the excuse to get away with everything because your feelings are hurt. For example, childhood movies being removed like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Meh, I don't like that. Interesting point. Jennifer, let's wrap things up with you here on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about them getting rid of the valedictorian and salutatorian for graduations?
I think it's completely stupid. It goes along with the same lines of we give everybody a trophy now because we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And I think it's part of the wussification of America nowadays that has become.
Preach. What's her name?
Her name is Jennifer.
Jennifer, make America Jennifer again.
Yes. Tired of all this wussification everywhere. Wussy here, wussy there. Hey, Jennifer, thank you for calling in. We appreciate
thank
it.
You.
By the way, on the Joe and Alex Show, between me, Alex, Live the Web Girl, and Pork Chop, who's the bigger wussy?
Pork Chop.
Hey, let her have an honest opinion herself.
Thanks.
Who's the smartest then?
She didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, she wussed out right there.
Pork Chop or Liv are probably the smartest.
Yeah, well, you sure about that?
They both are the ones with degrees.
That doesn't mean a dang thing. Yeah, if Liv's the smartest out of the group, we are doomed.
It depends on what you're basing it off of. Common sense, business smarts, or a piece of paper of who has the highest
paper,
degree, things
yes.
like that.
Paper, yes. Anything else, no. That paper will not help her survive in the world, okay? Let me tell you. If you want to get in this conversation you couldn't get through right now, take it to our social media. Just search for The Joe and Alex Show. We're on Twitter and on Instagram.